Now more of America Weekend. America Weekend. Miranda Lambert is the former wife of Blake Underwood, right?
Blake Shelton,
him too. All right. So, is it me or the time? Does it seem like they just all these people go from one person to the next to the next to the next? They keep some people say, "Oh, they just keep trying," but no, I don't know. I'm trying to figure this out.
They were Miranda married for Lambert's 4 or 5 years, which in Hollywood is like at least 30 years.
But now. What Blake has gone on to, Gwen Stefani. And
right.
Now Miranda Lambert has gone on to Anderson East.
Right.
A new boyfriend. So, but is it just a lot of people go, is it just me or what? I'm trying to figure this out here.
I think
they just move from one to the next to the next to the next.
Yeah, there's a lot of jumping around. Part of the issue, I think, with Blake and Miranda is that Blake wanted to have kids. He's just turned 40 over the weekend, I think, and he wanted to have kids and settle down, and she wasn't ready to do that. And, that's a cause of strain in a relationship. So
right. But it just seems like it's one day she's with him and gets divorced, the next day she's with this other guy.
And she left.
Well, she
so
kind
much.
Of left Blake for this guy, right? They were on tour together, Anderson East, and that became there was an affair happening there because Gwen Stefani said she and Blake had gone through the same thing,
right?
Of spousal cheating,
right?
All right, okay. I just want to get the record straight so I know all the players. All right, so we're listening to Miranda Lambert's music, but now let's find Anderson East here, a new song that. Called Only You, that has sort of a doo-wop-ish feel to it. Let's see if I agree with that assessment. Crank it up there, Kara.
Like it. Don't you like it?
Yeah, I do.
This is cute.
Yeah. Cha-la-la-la. All right, so we're now going to go from something that's cute to something that's silly. As the story, Anderson East, we've taken care of him, Miranda Lambert. Now it's time for me to turn the focus onto a guy that was quite a radio personality, was best known for his parodies. The guy's name is Bob Rivers, did some great Christmas stuff for years and years and years. Now he and one of his pals have taken the old Steve Martin deal, King Tut, and have changed the words somewhat. I think you'll get the gist of this by listening to the new parody on King Trump.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
King Trump.
King now, when he started running, no one thought we'd see people stand in line to see the Orange King.
King Trump.
We get so lucky.
Donald Trump.
He's gonna save our country.
For the silver spoon, he hit by the moon. King Trump.
I'm really rich. I'll show you that in a second.
Now when he wins and China has to see him, he'll get back all our money and build a coliseum.
Name's Trump.
Hillary's a donkey.
Donald Trump.
He's my favorite honky.
Built the Taj Mahal. Now he'll build the wall. King Trump.
Trump. Golden eyebrows.
Trump.
His hair is perfect.
You get the gist of that. It must be available. It's online everywhere, I think. Do we post it on any of our social media, Victoria?
We can. Yeah,
enough.
We will.
We'll probably do that.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll do that. All right, 28 past the hour. This is a good day.
He's keeping out the Muslims. Everybody loves him.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
W. Clement Stone was a paperboy who became a billionaire. Here's his three-step formula for big success.
First, inspiration to action. As a paperboy, all his money was invested in newspapers, which would soon be worthless. He had to sell them.
Second, know-how. Stone learned diners would buy papers to read while they ate. But the restaurant owner didn't like peddlers. Stone got kicked out, only to sneak back in. He learned to be persistent.
Third, activity knowledge. Stone mimicked successful paperboys who barked out the day's headlines to get customers' attention.
Use your motivation to hone your craft and keep learning. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, tired of feeling sad and blue, tired of worrying about money, tired of worrying about the current state of the world. Well, here's what to do and the science of it. Laughter. Even a giggle can cause helpful physiological benefits. A laugh puts distance between you and your worries. When you laugh, your muscles tighten and release, and it takes your muscles 24 hours to return to their original tightness. You get an hour of relaxation for a laugh. Next, a simple laugh stimulates circulation and increases oxygen in the blood. Also, when you laugh, your body secretes natural painkillers, so pain takes a brief break. What's the cheap psychological trick? Do something, no matter how bad you feel, and laugh each day. A laugh a day can keep your troubles at bay. Tell me about your favorite laugh at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.